Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, it's Tuesday podcast. Not sure what's going on today other than the World Series. And so we bring to you other stories. His name is Al Dukes. I present to you a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Al, how are you?
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate you recognizing my Nobel Peace Prize winning. A lot of people don't bring that up.
You're very welcome, sir.
They're jealous. You're not the jealous type. So you see somebody who's won a Nobel Peace Prize, you will give proper props. Thank you.
I see greatness. Congratulations.
Thank you for that. Near the end of the program today, we took a call from a young 14-year-old boy named Jeffrey. He calls himself WFA and the Kid. He hosts like a 3-minute podcast that he puts up on all your podcast platforms. And they were asking him about, does he kiss girls and things like this? And then they were asking me if I remember my very first kiss. And I don't remember like a makeout session kiss. Do you remember that stuff?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't. That's a great question. I do not.
Yeah. I do remember when I was at this house I lived in until I was 9, so I was younger than 9, the girl 2 doors down, she used to chase me around to try to kiss me. Her name was Susie.
Everyone had a Susie, right?
Yeah, her name was actually Susie, and she would chase me around to try to kiss me. And that was the girl who used to, we used to sit on the top of her Volkswagen. Her parents had a red Volkswagen, and she would tell me dirty stories.
Really? Was she older than you?
No.
Oh, God. She was younger than you.
Maybe by a year, but we were like the same age.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. So she was the naughty Susie.
She was naughty Susie, yeah. She used to tell me, like, she would make up these stories about people showering together and things.
Where's Susie crazy today?
You'll find her on Facebook. See what old Susie's up to.
Susie is the executive producer at Brazzers.
Yeah. How about that? I wonder if Susie remembers that.
I'm sure she does. I mean, you're
you
a
think she
star.
Remembers telling me dirty stories?
Yes, of course she does. Wow. Sure. Why wouldn't she?
Imagine my embarrassment though if I like write there, "Hi, Susie. It's Albert, your next door neighbor from 1976. Do you remember telling me dirty stories about people showering together and things?" Yeah, she used to just, we would sit up there on the top of her Volkswagen Beetle.
Is that how you went by Albert when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Really?
Albert.
Mm-hmm. Anybody ever call you Fat Albert?
No, because luckily I was never fat.
No, I didn't say you were, but just because of the show. And
no, they used to do put up your dukes, because that was a saying back like in the 70s.
Sure.
To fight somebody, you would say put up your dukes.
That was all, to, that was I the only thing.
I must run. I've got some dirty stories to hear about people showering together.
That sounds tremendous, by the way.
Yeah, I remember like looking forward to the stories.
I'm sure you did. And yet you still waited till you were 20.
And I wouldn't let her kiss me.
What was wrong with you?
I don't know. Well, I was young. No one wants to be kissed by a girl when they're
How
young.
Old were you?
I was younger than 9 because we moved from that house when
she
I was 9.
She was telling you those stories when you were like 8 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
7 or 8 years old. Yeah, she must have been, had an advanced mind.
Wow, I would say so, once again.
Like, where did she get that from?
Probably stuff inside the house.
Really?
Yeah.
So her parents maybe were.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of people that
are very open,
loose with their lips, if you will, and they say a lot of stuff, in front of the kids. So that wouldn't surprise me.
maybe she was watching shows she shouldn't have been watching on television?
It's possible. Yeah, it's very possible.
Like, my parents wouldn't let me watch Soap, the TV show Soap.
I don't know that.
Soap was like one of the very first sitcoms. It was an adult sitcom. Billy Crystal, he was very young, and he played a gay character, which was not which was very unheard of on television at the time.
I don't know.
So I think
show.
My parents thought that was too advanced for me.
A little risque for you, huh?
So we were not allowed to watch Soap.
Got it.
After we watched One Day at a Time and Alice, then it was out because then Soap was coming on 9:30.
What do you call it? Was at that point, was Different Strokes and Facts of Life in the rotation or not yet?
No, I think they were in the rotation, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Or maybe just a couple years later. I saw a Barstool asking about the best theme song of all time. To me, Different Strokes had a great theme song.
I got Facts of Life in my head right now.
Yeah, that's a great one, too.
Take the bed, take them on there. You have the Facts of Life.
Facts of Life.
What was Different Strokes? Just give me the first line.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
Right, that's
what might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man.
They're all dead, aren't they? Like Mr. Drummond has to be.
Mr. Drummond probably is dead.
And the maid, which I'm blanking out on her name
right now. Adele. Well, they had two different maids. They had Mrs. Garrett and then Adelaide or something was her.
Right.
Was
and
the
they
other
were
one.
Both elderly.
Elderly.
So they've got to be moved. They've got to have passed on.
Yeah.
The daughter tragically died young, right?
Right.
And so did Todd Bridges, didn't he?
I think so.
Gary Coleman might be the only one that's still alive.
No, I think he's passed as well.
You're kidding me.
No, I think so.
Maybe Todd Bridges is the one who's still alive then.
Yeah. I'm going to Google this really,
really
quickly,
sad.
Jerry.
For such a good show, Todd Bridges, let's see. He might still
you
be alive.
You look him up. I'll look up Arnold.
Todd Bridges is still alive. He's 55.
Okay. All right. So he had a troubled life. I have not heard about him in a long time, so he must have settle down.
I hope so, because you hate to see, Gary Coleman passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, how terrible.
Now the world don't move.
He died in 2010.
Wow, 10 years already.
42 years old.
Wow.
Isn't that terrible?
Yes, very terrible.
Okay, this has gotten depressing.
All right, let's move into something else. I see Guitar Center says that they may be filing for bankruptcy.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they're closing. Could be a reshuffling of debts, but that's not a good sign.
Yeah, they have, it looks like, a lot of debts, what I was reading. But here's the weird thing. Like, when coronavirus hit, because I like to, wander around Guitar Center.
They were doing well.
They were doing well. They have, like, a piano section. You know, they have all these different sections. But after coronavirus, when they opened back up, if you wanted to fiddle around with an instrument, you had to ask.
Right, right, right.
And then I think they would like watch you or whatever, which for someone like me who's very much an amateur player, I have a hard time playing in front of other people.
You can't perform in front of other people.
Yeah, so I wouldn't want to like ask to play one of the pianos and then be, hitting sour notes and things like that. So I think that may have chased some people away.
So you think because people couldn't technically test drive the instrument or whatever it was that you wanted to take a look at, they probably didn't get the purchases they might otherwise have.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
That's interesting.
I do also like seeing like what people play in the guitar section when they're fiddling around.
Maybe they had too many people like you just going in to watch the amateurs try out the instrument.
Like I said, are you going to buy anything or get out?
No, he's a really good player. I just like to watch.
Then get out,
concerts
sir.
Concerts have been canceled, so if you don't mind, I'm going to keep watching this.
Yeah, I'm going to watch this guy play Iron Man. Paranoid.
That would be tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I figured that one would get you because I knew you liked that store.
Yes, I do. I do like Guitar Center. It's the only place you can really go. Like, you can buy everything on Amazon, but you can't play around with musical instruments on Amazon.
Right. No doubt. No doubt.
Stinks. I hope they stick around.
I got to tell you, I'm looking at CBS Sports Network right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what in the hell is on. I don't know if it's team swimming.
Oh, interesting.
It is. It's team swimming. And
like relay races?
I guess because they all have uniforms. Yeah, here comes the women's 200-meter butterfly. It's the iron against the predators.
Mm.
So how
in
weird.
The butterfly.
So there's like swimming leagues?
I guess so. swimming competitions. They probably thought during coronavirus, we're going to, when all these pro sports teams went down and the leagues went down, swimming teams, swimming. CBS probably was in a battle with NBC to get it on their
sports. It's the ISL. Now, I have the MNCL. How do I get CBS Sports Network to televise my cornhole league?
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'm sure, you know, you just got to make sure they pay the right rights fees.
Right. We're really cheap.
Get it done. Yeah, very cheap.
They have the New York Breakers right now are swimming in a lead.
If you get your cornhole league on CBS Sports Network, I would like to be considered as a broadcaster.
Oh, of course. Now you're on. Now you'll come by. You're funny.
That's right.
I'm serious. Like, they got to come by and then we got to film.
Right.
Man, oh, man. We got the A-League. These players are damn good, man.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. I see Wolfgang Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen's son, he had to take to his social media to say that the rumors that he's hearing are hurting his family.
What rumors?
There were rumors, although I'm not sure why this would hurt his family, but if he says they are, then they are. There were rumors that there was a Van Halen tour that was going to get underway with Wolfgang Van Halen taking over for Eddie Van Halen.
Why would that hurt the family?
Bringing Michael Anthony back and having Sammy Hagar on vocals. I guess because they're saying that on his deathbed that Eddie Van Halen told his son to continue with the band and he plays guitar. And I guess that did not happen. And that's hurtful to the family.
Oh, okay. It would have been cool, though.
Yeah, I would go see that.
So would I. Absolutely, I'd go see that.
Wolfgang Van Halen.
I was watching the other night on, I don't think it was Access. It might have been. I don't know. Might have been a different channel. I was watching Sammy Hagar's show where he interviews other musical people.
Yes.
And he interviewed Pat Monahan.
From Train.
And the thing that really stuck out was, and I guess this is probably like this for a lot of entertainers, is the insecurity these guys have.
Yeah.
Like, Pat Monahan has made a fortune, and yet he feels like every time he writes a song that he's deathly afraid it's going to be a failure.
Yeah.
Who cares? Just keep writing them. The Beatles, as we've talked about, have 1,000 crummy songs.
Right.
You got to get through the bad ones to find the good ones. Like, it was really interesting, and he seems just like, I feel like Pat Monahan was in here, right? Wasn't he with Craig?
Yes, a couple times.
I feel like he was a very normal guy.
Yes. And very nice.
Very easy to root for, and it was an interesting, they did the interview on his boat in the lake. I forget, I don't know where they were, but it was very cool, and it was an interesting way for them to have a very casual chat on camera.
Yeah.
And it just struck me as a guy that you'd never think he had the success he's had.
Right. I'm looking at their greatest hits, Meet Virginia, Drops of Jupiter.
He said Drops of Jupiter is the one that changed their lives.
He said yes, and then I heard him say about, what was the other one? Hey Soul Sister made the
money. That's another big one.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah.
Calling All Angels, When I Look to the Sky, If It's Love, 50 Ways to Say Goodbye, Drive By, lots of hits. Those guys are great in concert too, by the way.
I've never seen them, are they? Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, so
they play a lot of cool covers.
Very interesting. Just because you mentioned Sammy Hagar made me think.
Yeah,
of
I love Sammy Hagar.
Very interesting, though. It's a good watch. It really is to see, you know, how all these people go through everyday life like everybody else. They just happen to have a little bit more money and they do something that's really cool.
Right. Well, I'd love to have one hit. I feel like I have one hit.
Beat
in me,
Tom
Jerry.
Brady.
Well, there it is. You're right. And now all the insecurities I go through every time I write a song.
You jumped the shark in 2011.
Maybe before that.
By the way, you were the one. So this was actually very funny. So I was with a couple of friends briefly over the weekend. And so someone was asking for directions to the game. And there were like 8 or 9 people there. I was telling you about this, you know, around the outside by the fire or whatever.
Yeah.
And one of the guys said, well, it depends on how you go. They say if you take Route 34, it's going to take blah, blah, blah. If you go this way, he goes, you know, unfortunately, we all just can't go as the crow flies because it's only like 7 miles. I said, whoa, stop. I said, did everybody just hear what he said? Very interesting. There were nine people there.
The crow flies.
There were 9 people there. 6 knew it. 3, I know you didn't. I know you never heard that before. Because you said that a couple weeks ago. 6 did, 3 didn't. I find it amazing how certain phrases that certain people grow up with in their family or people around them, that they are so common to them, and yet other people have never heard those terms.
Right.
The same way I'm sure I never heard terms that were said in your house.
Correct.
Like, I remember when you said that a few weeks ago, you didn't know what the hell it meant. I'm like, how do you know what that meant? Like, my family's been saying that for years, and, you know, people I talk to. And then I heard there were 3 out of 9 that never knew didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
So that just means, like, how close it is if you were able to fly instead of take streets?
That's if you take a straight line, point A to point B, the way the crow flies. It's going to take a direct line right to it.
Oh, I wish I were a crow.
For instance, if you want to go to Long Island from where you live, the crow is going to fly over the ocean, right?
Right over the ocean.
Over the water. It's not far. But right. In the car, we got to go up the parkway and go all around and up to the, and it takes forever.
Right.
So that's what the phrase means. But yeah, I was like, look at this. 3 people didn't know what it was. I was surprised.
How the crow flies.
Yes. As the crow flies.
On the post game, as the crow flies.
Yes.
Flies.
So there you go.
All right. Well, I like that, Jerry. Let's end on that. Did you say how or as the crow?
Either way. How the crow flies, as the crow flies.
I like as the crow flies.
There you go.
The warm-up program is next. That was a terrific one today. We will be back tomorrow on a Wednesday. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. No guests. No calls. And no real content.
All right, what do you say we do this on a Tuesday morning? It's the warm-up show until 6. Boomer and Geo then down the Jersey Shore. His name is Al Dukes. What's up, Al?
Oh, sorry, Jerry, my throat. I ran into a possum this morning when I was walking the dog. Have you seen possums, Jerry? Do you have them in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Very scary faces or creepy faces on the possum.
Yeah, not great. At least you had a dog with you.
I did have a dog with me, and the possum did stare at us. It was a ways away. It did give me a look, and it did turn around and go the other way. It probably was like, if it was just the guy, I'd go right up to him and scare the crap out of him.
Right.
But it's a dog there, and the dog could kill me. I was wondering, Jerry, if you could rank in order the I'm going to give you 3 nighttime street animals, and you tell me which in order is the scariest.
The people I run into here in New York?
Humans are not included in this because humans always win out because humans can kill you. These other animals probably won't kill you. I'm going to give you 3 animals you rank in order of the ones you least want to see on the street.
Right.
1, the possum. 2, the street rat. 3, raccoon.
The rat's last, raccoon's first, possum second.
I think I would go that same order.
Because the rat, we've seen so many of them, whatever.
They scurry.
Yeah, it's whatever. At this point, even when they're big, they look like cats. It doesn't faze me.
They're scurriers.
The other two, though? Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the order.
I'd say number 1, the raccoon, especially if it's coming out of a sewer. That's trouble.
I've seen a raccoon walking down the, trees in my backyard as it's getting dark.
Yeah.
I'm out.
No thanks.
No,
yeah.
I'm good. Thank you.
I had a neighbor many, many years ago in a house that we moved out when I was 9, so I had to be younger than 9. They had a pet raccoon that they kept in a cage in a tree.
Well, who does that? Why?
I don't know what neighborhood we were living in. My parents clearly didn't have any cash back then.
Wait a second.
Yeah, we were living in Island, New Jersey.
Okay.
And our next door neighbors, they had a raccoon that they would feed. It was in a cage in their backyard in a tree.
What do you feed a raccoon?
I think they used to give it like fruits and vegetables. It
had a better diet than you guys did at
that. Yeah, probably. Yeah, we were probably eating hamburgers every night.
I'm sure. Hamburger Helper, remember those?
Yep. Oh, yeah, Hamburger
TV
Helper.
Dinners.
Oh, love a TV dinner. Salisbury steak style.
Meantime, the raccoon was getting fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, fresh fruits and veggies. So, yeah, I saw this possum. And you know what's weird? Where I saw the possum, there's a apartment complex. And the way the front lawn is on a hill for this complex, that the people who live on the lower level, their out their window is the lawn. Like, it's level with their window.
Right, sure.
And there's someone living there that leaves their window open, no screen.
Oof.
Right where I saw the possum.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Unless I gotta let those people know.
Be scared.
I gotta let those people know the possum's gonna go in there looking for some food one night. It's gonna scare them.
You've
that scary face.
It with the squirrels down the shore. So yes, that would be good of you.
Yeah. And Jerry, do you say possum or opossum?
Possum.
Me too.
Who calls it an opossum?
I don't know. I kind of feel like it was called an like
was
people
that like
say
in Gothic times.
I saw an opossum. Maybe Irish.
There you go. Maybe it was someone's last name, Johnny Opossum.
Johnny Opossum. You know, the Irish kid who lived down the street, Johnny Opossum.
It's possible.
Jerry, last night the Rams did defeat the Bears.
And that game was boring, man.
Boring. 24-10.
You know what? I actually had the Rams, and I picked it to be boring, and it was boring.
Yes. It was what we thought it was.
Yes, it was. Yeah, but they won. Good for them. They're 5-2.
Good for them.
The Bears are 5-2. Away we go.
We got some 5-2 teams. We got a lot of suck teams.
Could
We've
the
got
NFC
a couple
East
undefeated.
Borrow one of those 5-2 teams?
Yeah, oh, that'd be awesome. They'd be running away with the division right now.
Let's trade the Cowboys to the NFC West.
Yeah. Nick Foles threw two picks.
How about like
two picks?
If you're the 49ers.
Yeah.
The 49ers are 4-3 in last place. You got to be looking at the NFC East like, are you joking?
Yeah, what is this crap?
Doesn't seem fair. Now,
it's not fair.
It's happened in other divisions at other times and other years too, but it's just, I don't know, it's goofy.
Yeah, I did put the game on for a little while. It was visually pleasing. I liked that. That's a beautiful stadium, the SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles.
You know what, it'll be even nicer?
What's that?
When there's people there.
Oh, people being able to go in, yeah.
It is gorgeous, though. I mean, it is some structure to see.
So beautiful. So gorgeous. So pretty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a lovely stadium.
Remember when Cowboy Stadium was first built? We thought it was like the stadium of the future. And now, it's still gorgeous, don't get me wrong. But some of these other ones, even the one in Vegas for the Raiders, looks awesome.
I say we tear down the Cowboy Stadium. Let's start fresh. Get a brand new one. Jerry Jones, this is embarrassing for him, not having the best stadium in the NFL.
What's embarrassing is having two wins after 7 weeks. That's what's embarrassing.
That could also be embarrassing.
And I love their stadium. I think their stadium is tremendous. Remember the Cardinal Stadium when that thing first came out? Like, hey, we have a rolling, we have a rolling field.
We roll our field right in.
We take it outside for sunlight. We bring it inside and we water it. Like, that's cool.
You never hear about that anymore.
No, I don't know. Do other teams do it? I guess there's so many turf fields.
The last we even heard of the Cardinals doing it was the last Super Bowl that was there,
which is a while ago now, isn't it? I mean, that's what,
we water
5 years ago, 6 years ago.
We water this lawn and then we roll it right in right before game time.
Right,
it's still moist.
They make it seem like it's just like this tray of ice cubes that you put in and out of the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, meantime, it's 100 yards long. It's 50 yards wide.
Wait, how do they? Where are they putting it, in the parking lot before the game?
I think so. Yeah, I believe so. It basically takes four guys, one guy in each corner,
and they just put. They have to pull it tight. There's some wrinkles. Right. There's some wrinkles near the 40-yard line.
Pull it tighter.
We need it tighter.
That's
right before, while the theme music was playing, the ding 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 ding, I was quickly putting in a bet on the Chiefs for this week because it's down to 19.5 points.
So you think it's going to go back up? You don't think the Jets are going to get this to a respectable number, like, let's say 12?
No, like, to me, that's less than three touchdowns.
That's true.
That's reasonable. More than three touchdowns seems a little like the Chiefs will let their foot off the gas and put in Chad Henne or something at quarterback.
I agree. I feel like this could be like 31-7.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems reasonable.
And that doesn't even seem like a blowout.
No. The Jets-Chiefs 31-7, not a blowout.
I agree. 38-0 would feel like a blowout.
Yes.
31-7, Jets did well.
Yeah. Like, listen, they hung in there. It was never out of reach.
Well, there's some expectations we have, aren't they?
But they're saying, like, a lot of people in Vegas are putting some cash on the Jets. Some people for a straight-up win.
Yeah, who are these stupid people?
Who are these people?
Like, even if you told me the game was at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, still, I wouldn't do it. But you're going to tell me the Jets are going to go to Kansas City and they're going to actually have a chance to win this game?
Now, if I told you, Jerry, I'm going to do it right now on an app. I'm not going to tell you which app because I don't endorse these apps, mainly because they don't pay me. if I were to take the Jets, Jerry, and I bet $100 on the Jets to straight up win this ballgame. $100. What do you think that would pay me out? I'm taking a straight up Jet victory. I don't even
800?
$1,300.
$1,300. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, enjoy.
Let me, hold on. Let me quickly done, make sure I delete this.
I was going to say, when you're done, if you don't mind putting a candle to another $100 bill.
Ooh, I got out of that. I wouldn't want to accidentally place my bet.
That to me is like, that's the argument. It's the argument I used to have with Evan all the time. And I guess JJ, too, at one point when he filled in one day on the morning show, I said, I find you guys comical when you're like, hey, this is a good value bet. Yeah, but it has no chance to win.
Right.
That's like sitting there saying, you know, I'm going to pick the Mets to win the World Series when they're 35 games out of first place in July.
Right, because if it hits.
Great value if I hit.
Gambling problem.
I'm a loser.
But it's not going to hit. I mean, okay, fine. The St. Louis Blues did it one year. Great. You could pick every team that is far out of first place midseason and get great odds. You know why they're great odds? Because it's not going to happen.
Right.
So that's one. I mean, you take your $100 and enjoy it.
No, I did not. I made sure I backed right out of that, Jerry.
You did not click submit. So you're going to take minus the 19.5.
Yeah, $50.
Right. I thought 100. Why 50? Well, 50 is fine.
I've been losing my bet, so I only have $100 left in my in the tank there.
What were you up to?
400.
Oh, okay. You make it sound like you lost $2,000.
No. I'm down to 100. small potatoes, Jerry. Dipping my feet in.
That is true. And think of it this way. Your $100 is really 200 because you forgot to bet the Jets this weekend.
Right, which I would have been down to $0.
Correct. You would have been Dunsky.
Hey, your Dallas Cowboys. I see Stephen Jones must have done his radio show. I don't know if this was his radio. It was his radio show
In Dallas.
He says Mike McCarthy is the right guy for the job. Yeah. He's backing him up.
You know what?
That's nice, I suppose.
I have not been the biggest fan of some of the decisions he's made in game so far this year.
Yeah,
but I will say the fact that these guys have not played very hard. At least it has not appeared that way on the field. I don't put that on the coach. I don't know if they're prepared or not. I can't tell because the team's not playing hard. Mike McCarthy has a track record in this league. I cannot believe he's this bad. I just can't. So, you know what? Good for the Joneses. Give him some more time. We're talking 7 weeks here. And, oh, by the way, 7 weeks after walking into a new situation with new players in a new building with zero practices until you got to mid-August.
That's true.
You know, I mean, part of it for some of these teams – what are they? You know, you have no idea. So they shouldn't fire him yet. And how about the players play? Let's start there.
That's true. A lot of these teams, like if you have a new coach, you had no practices, you had no preseason games.
What about Joe Judge?
That's true. Joe Judge.
And I think this is going to sound stupid at 1-6, but I feel like they have a clue of what they're doing.
They do seem to have a clue, where like the Jets have no clue. They do have a clue, even though the records are not very different.
Right. The Giants are playing competitive games. They have a chance to win almost every week.
Yes.
You know, I can't say that about the Cowboys. Can't say it about the Jets. You know, and Joe Judge, not only is he a new head coach, he's a young head coach. I feel like that whole Judge, Jason Garrett, Pat Graham marriage is working. Now they need to start winning games.
Who do they play this week?
Giants, Bucks. Yeah, good luck.
Oh, right. The Bucks are on fire.
Where's that game? Tampa?
On fire. I think it is. Let me check, Jerry. The Bucks.
I forgot to look at that
schedule. I'm going to look it right now.
I
Google it.
I have Tampa, but I'm not sure.
That game is in Giants Stadium.
Oh, it is. MetLife? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. That helps them for sure, but still. If Tom Brady's going to play the way he played last week, good luck.
Ooh, there's like a. When you look at. How about this one? November 29th, Chiefs at Bucks.
That's the Sunday after Thanksgiving?
Baby. Yes.
Is that right?
I think so.
That's Sunday night football?
No, it's a 4:25-er.
Oh, what is the scheduled Sunday night game there? Is that where we're into flex scheduling yet?
Put it on flex pay, Jerry.
Like, how is that not the Sunday night game? Unless that's a CBS game that's completely protected or a Fox game that's protected.
Yes, that's a CBS game. I just looked.
That's a great game.
Sure is, Jerry. Let me see. You're saying what is the Sunday night game that week?
Yes.
I'm doing this as I'm stalling. I'm sorry, Jerry. What was your question again? You said you were curious about
the Sunday night game. It would start after 8
Sunday night
Eastern.
Game of 11:29.
Yes, is there one even listed there?
Oh, there is. Bears Packers.
Oh God, enough with the Bears.
Boring.
God, Aaron Rodgers is not boring. The Bears are boring.
The Bears.
You know
are
why
boring.
The Bears
Always
are boring?
Happen.
I'll tell you why. Because they've never had the star quarterback.
Right.
You want to tell me Jim McMahon? That's fine. That's a long time ago now. You look in recent memory.
Those 85 Bears, they had that amazing defense. They would knock your head off.
Right, and they also had a quarterback that had personality.
Yes.
But it's a long time ago now. The Bears have had good defenses, and they have been, for the most part, a representable good team. For the most part, you know, if you look at the last 10, 12, whatever years. But they're boring.
There's a dude on the Bears I was watching last night, number 96.
Right.
I have to see who he is. Boy, I gotta
what do you
Googling
say his number
everything.
Is? Number 96.
96.
What team is he on?
The Bears.
Is he helping you find the roster?
Oh, Akeem Hicks.
Right.
That guy's unbelievable.
They have good defensive players.
Jerry, this dude is 6'4", 347 pounds.
That's a big dude.
You know, Andre the Giant was 7'4", 525 pounds. This guy's almost as big as Andre the Giant, and he can run and sack you.
Well, I mean, he's 200 pounds lighter, and he's a foot shorter. He's really not actually almost as big as him. I know you wanted to do your little thing, but you're wrong.
But he was all over the field last night.
You want to
he's
compare
a dominant
someone,
player.
Compare Shaq. At least he was 7'1".
Okay.
And 300
But Andre the Giant, 7'4". 525 pounds from Grenoble, France.
Imagine if he played in Vegas for the Raiders.
I would love if Andre the Giant, he's passed, but if he were a pro football player, like how did that guy not become a pro football player?
Or a basketball player at 7'4".
Or a basketball, oh man, in the paint, Jerry, he'd be dominant.
Stand there and dunk. And block.
Just shove people out of the way.
That's it.
Like if Shaq came charging towards him, he could just shoulder block him. And
think
boom.
About that. Yes, and Shaq was like the biggest guy in the league at that time.
I would have put on the same team Manute Bol, super tall and super thin, versus and Andre the Giant on one basketball team, and I would have taken on the league.
Yeah, you wouldn't have done well, actually.
Yeah. Yes, I would have.
No, you would not have.
Oh,
Manute Bol was never very good.
I saw a video on somebody, I think Super 70 Sports, who's a great Twitter follow. He put a video out yesterday or 2 days ago of Manute Bol just draining threes during one game.
Really?
Yeah, I did not remember him as a three-point shooter.
Well,
he was just like whoosh, with those long arms.
He did have long. You know, his son Bol Bol, now Bol he's Bol? A good player.
He is. He's more a well-rounded player.
Yes, he is.
He's not just tall.
Correct. We have to take a break.
Bol Bol.
You look up Bol Bol while we take this break. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Boomer and Gio. They're going to break down the Rams and the Bears and everything else. Something like that. And maybe the World Series. Who knows? This portion of the warm-up show, sponsored by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max Snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max Snowblower. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. Coming back on The Fan.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Alan Jerry, now offering contact-free delivery.
Hi, 525, warm-up show until 6 o'clock. Alan Jerry with you until then. Real quick, I'm sure you saw this at some point, Al, the whole, because you brought up Stephen Jones, the whole Mike Nolan thing with the Tabasco sauce yesterday, with the so he's having that Zoom conference, and of course he had Tabasco sauce on his finger. He rubs his eye, and he couldn't see, and he had to stop the Zoom conference. I'm sure you saw some of that yesterday.
Was he eating during the conference, or was he eating previously and then jumped on the Zoom conference without having wiped his fingers of Tabasco sauce?
I believe it's that. I don't know the answer to that. I do not believe he was eating during the...
That would have been.
I don't think that was the case, but...
Yeah.
That having been said, and, you know, listen, this is not exactly unpredictable, but some of the responses on Twitter are funny.
All right.
I did like, you know, most of the Cowboy reporters, this is like Calvin Watkins tweeted, conference call with Mike Nolan has been halted because he got Tabasco sauce in his eye. So then you get the responses. That's the same pain Cowboys are feeling watching his defense play every week.
All right.
Another guy writes, please do me next. Is any Cowboy fan forced to watch that crap? let's see. That Bob, that's stupid. I would rather wipe my eye with Tabasco sauce than talk about his defense. I mean, these people are relentless.
You do have to be careful, though, with the Tabasco sauce.
I'm sure
you do. Or any type of hot sauce or any type of, like, if you are one of those people that eats those hot peppers.
Yeah.
And then
sweat.
Yeah. And then if you touch your eyeball, or the other thing that happens with people, and this will even happen.
Your private area's got to hurt, too.
Yeah, this happens like when guys go out to watch football games and they get the super hot sauce wings, and then you're drinking beers. They got to run into the bathroom during a commercial break of football.
That sounds awful.
And then if you got to be careful what you touch, because
what was that noise? Now is this been experienced by you?
It has not been experienced by me because I've heard of stories for years, so I'm super careful with that stuff.
But what? But how come, though, you have that commercial for Frank's, they put that bleep on everything?
Yeah.
I mean, clearly not everything, because
not
you
everything.
Can burn yourself.
Yeah. Like, if you get hot sauce in any opening, your nose, your eyeballs, probably your ears.
Right.
Not good.
No, I would not think it's good at all.
Are you a big hot sauce, hot food, spicy food kind of guy?
I like a little bit of flavor. I don't like hot, though.
Yeah.
To me, it's like my uncle loves it. You can give him chili peppers and he's good. No thanks. I'm out.
Yeah, or like those really hot peppers that people put on their sandwiches. That seems nuts.
Like, have you seen the TV show about it's the pepper eating contest? Have you seen that?
This is a show? I've not seen
it.
It
is. What the hell's the name of it? Mm.
Jackass?
No. It's a game show. Pepper eating. It sounds ridiculous how I'm describing it, but that's what it is.
We did this on Ron and Fez show one night where many years ago on WNEW, the producers we had to eat different levels of peppers until, you know, they got hotter each round until you quit.
I
was the first one out.
Yeah, I would be too. I'm trying to think of that. I can't see. The new... No, that's not it. What the hell is the name
of it? It's a TV show where you're eating hot peppers? This sounds terrific.
It is. They even had celebrities on it doing it.
Oh, I'm gonna Google hot pepper eating show.
Hot Ones. There it is.
All right, Hot Ones.
Yes. The game show combining trivia with the spiciest peppers. No thanks,
I'd love
man.
To have been a pitch in the pitch meeting. What about this? Trivia, but when you get something wrong, you got to eat a spicy pepper.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
And I've seen clips where the people are like sweating profusely.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, oh, no thanks.
It reminds me.
Stomach's going to feel like for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Right. And then when you go to the bathroom, that'll be a burn also.
Is that true?
Oh yeah.
Well, why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know. I don't know why people eat hot stuff. It sounds more like a Jackass stunt.
Yeah,
I'm Johnny Knoxville. This is Tabasco sauce in the eye, Mike Nolan style.
This was really TV. This wasn't Jackass.
That was a TV show. All right, yeah. No, I did not. I think I would have watched that, a hot pepper eating trivia contest.
Well, why not? There was nothing else going on during the pandemic.
Right.
This was perfect. It was on earlier this spring.
Robert Mullen checking in on Twitter, Jerry. A fun fact, the possum is a member of the marsupial family, a cousin of the raccoon.
Okay.
Oh, kangaroo. A cousin of the kangaroo. He got that incorrect.
The possum is a cousin of the kangaroo?
Yeah. That'd be great if they could jump. Dr. Papa Giorgio checking in also, Jerry. The new Raider Stadium field also rolls outside for sunlight.
Yes, I did see that.
So how about that?
How about that? So there's two of them now.
One more. Brian J. on Twitter said he just put the trash out, saw a skunk. Skunk is number one animal you fear at night.
I disagree.
Me too.
I'm not... I don't like it. It's on the list. I don't think it's number one.
Right.
The raccoon
it's not
going to
attack you.
One. No, the raccoon
it's going to spray you if you scare it.
I got to tell you, too, we have these new cameras around the house. And
nice.
So, you know how they record all night and, you know,
yes.
anytime that there's motion, it picks it up. The amount of deer that have come up to our front door at 2:30 in the morning is remarkable.
Let us in.
It's well, they're not knocking on the door, but they're right there.
They're not porch pirates looking for some like deliveries, are they?
No. And with what's gone on in my life the last 6 months, there's been a lot of deliveries. They could have taken a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they do, and they walk up and put their face right in the camera?
They will literally get to the stoop, and they look mm-hmm. around. Then there are times there's like six of them just slowly walking down the walkway. It is really wild.
Where do they live near you? Because you're not in a wooded area.
No, but there are a lot more trees around where I am than you can even think of.
Hmm.
So especially if you
live in there.
Yeah. If you go, when you come out of our development to the right, there is actually a lot of woodsy. There's a woodsy area. And then even the other side of our development, there's a pretty good woodsed area. So yeah, a little more than you actually are thinking about.
Yes.
So
more space for deer. Jerry, in case you haven't decided who to vote for yet, maybe this will sway you. Rapper Lil Pump has come out and endorsed.
Lil Pump?
Yeah, he's endorsing Donald Trump. So I don't know if you'd make any of your decisions based on Lil Pump.
Well, 50 Cent is too, right?
50 Cent also came out. The rappers are coming out now, Jerry, and letting you know who they're voting for. They're all upset with the Biden tax plan. So that's why the rappers are joining.
I did. But, that was the 50 Cent one, right? He said he doesn't want to become 1 cent. I thought that was a funny line.
A little pump, though, Jerry. He's only 20 years old. He's also endorsing Donald Trump.
How much money is Lil Pump worth?
Lil Pump, Jerry?
Yeah.
Doesn't say. He comes from a troubled past, it looks like, though. I was reading his Wikipedia page. He's
Lil Pump.
Thrown out of schools and all sorts of things.
All right, so I'm going to look up his net. Don't look it up and don't
cheat.
He
looks like trouble.
Lil Pump, if you had to add, give me what his net worth right now is.
I don't know if what the rappers
20
make,
years old.
How much money they make anymore.
I never heard of him.
Selling
so.
Records or anything.
Right, so give me a number.
Is it
worth $100,000, $100 million?
I'm going to say Lil Pump is going to be worth $2 million.
He's worth $8 million.
Mm.
That was as of January.
Whoa.
As we're Lil talking Pump. About him now, his net worth is going up.
Lil Pump.
Yeah. It's
HBO,
not Lil, it's Lil.
Lil. HBO, Jerry, has announced a new sports documentary.
He's another one, though, before you go on with that.
Lil Pump?
I'm all for the tattoo. I really am. I mean, you want to get tattoos, get them all over your body. Go ahead. I don't care. To each his own.
Right.
But I don't understand the face tattoos.
And neck. He has a big time neck tattoo.
Fine.
Also.
You want a neck tattoo? Go for it. But this one picture, Al, he's got two on his forehead. He's got tattoos under his eyes and on his chin.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Where was I? I was now so thrown off by the Lil Pump's tattoos.
You see these, though?
I do see them.
And I am not being funny by any stretch, or trying to be funny by any stretch. But what I'm looking at, it looks like he's trying to make his forehead look like space. It looks like the right corner, he's got a spaceship.
Yes.
He's got stars in between the eyebrows. And then the top left forehead, it looks like another spaceship.
It's an alien head, actually, on the upper left.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
And then below the spaceship on the right, he's got another one right off the corner. He's got three of them right off the corner of his eye.
Mm.
Not a bad looking dude either. What are you doing?
Good looking dude, Lil Pump.
I don't understand. But all right, whatever. But we got to take a break. Give me the tease for what we're
going to
new
on. HBO sports documentary. That
oh,
looks
I love
interesting.
These. Okay, I like that. I like hearing about new documentaries coming up. All right, so we'll do that on the other side. And also Boomer and Geo at 6, this portion of the warm-up show sponsored by 877-8ABUSE. Don't go away.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Al and Jerry, now offering curbside delivery.
All right, 20 in front of six. Thanks, Al. This button didn't work. I would have thought maybe you'd sing, too, right now. This is Scorpions? Who's this?
This is Dio? Ronnie James Dio.
Okay. I thought it was the Scorpions.
He's passed. He's passed on.
The Scorpions Ronnie or Dio?
Dio.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But there was a concert in Asbury Park back when we were allowed to have concerts not all that long ago where the Ronnie James Dio...
Son?
No, like him, but in...
Hologram?
Hologram form. Did
really?
A concert. Oh, yeah, it was packed.
They packed that?
They packed a place for Ronnie James Dio hologram show.
That's kind of cool. I'm just amazed that packs the place.
Oh, and I've no doubt he belted this out.
Well, the hologram did.
The hologram, yeah.
Right, yes. Pretty neat concept. That sounds like something you'd be at on a Friday night. Well, Saturday night, not a Friday night. You're too tired on a Friday night.
Yeah,
Saturday night.
I would have been interested to see what a hologram concert looked like. So when another one comes around, if we're allowed to go, I will be there, Jerry.
When do you think that will be? Do you think by next summer we're going to concerts again?
Limited. Still limited. Limited seating. I still think limited.
I would accept that at this point.
Yeah.
I would. I saw, I don't know if they're ESPN, but I saw a bunch of college basketball events were canceled. I think the Jimmy V Classic was canceled.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, we got to get people back out there, Jerry. Let's get fans in the stands and concerts going.
Well, listen, you know my take on the fans in the stands. We've talked about this.
I want to bang my head to some metal music.
And yeah.
Rock it out.
That's right. A little Quiet Riot.
Quiet Riot, Ronnie James Dio. HBO has announced a new documentary, and it's called The Day Sports Stood Still. It's about March 2020, this March, when all the sports shut down.
When they were all canceled, which was
canceled.
When I was in Indianapolis is when it started.
Yeah. Now, you and I were recently in an HBO documentary, and Eddie Scazzeri as well. Will we get called in to comment on this?
I mean, I should be. I was in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament when, you know, fans weren't allowed in, and I was in an arena when the tournament got canceled. You know, I was on a plane when we landed. The NCAA tournament was canceled. I have very good perspective. I think I should be.
And Eddie and I are working for Sports Talk Radio in New York, the largest market in the country, so we should be called in as well.
I think
we should. You guys did very well. In the Craig documentary on HBO, why wouldn't they call us for this one?
My guess would be is that they probably recorded it already.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that seems unfair.
I didn't get the call. Did you get the call?
I did not.
Now, in fairness, if I look at my phone, I have several calls from unknown numbers that I don't pick up. So it's very possible the producers called me and I just didn't pick up.
And they were like, you know what? Screw this guy. He can't pick up his phone. We're not putting him in our documentary.
I have a 384 number that has called me 14 or 15 times.
You're not curious to pick it up?
I am not, nor will I. Maybe that was the producers.
Or about your warranty for a car you had 12 years ago.
No, I got that. That's a 648 number. I got that just the other day, and they do leave a number. Yes, a message, rather.
We're calling you about your... They called me about my Ford Escape warranty, which I had a 2007 Ford Escape.
Al, I still get recall notices on the Hyundai Accent that I had, or Elantra, whatever the hell it was, that I had when we were in Astoria still.
Wow.
Back in, 2000, I'm trying to think. I was not with the show yet when I got that car, so probably 2005. I still get recall notices. Not only do I not have the car, not only is it 15 years ago, they found me in a new house.
Yeah, that's interesting. They tracked you down.
My God, I don't have the car anymore. Leave me alone.
Get off my back. Jerry, Cam Newton says he is not in a COVID brain fog. That's what people were thinking.
He just stinks right now.
I just stink right now. I'm not in a COVID brain fog.
Yeah.
I'm just not good at the moment.
He was on, he did his radio show yesterday. I didn't hear the whole interview, but I heard some of the sound bites.
Yeah.
I will say I like what I'm hearing from him in that, you know, one of the quotes I heard him say was, you know, at some point I need to start playing better or, you know, my spot on the bench is going to be permanent.
Yeah, he's not pointing any fingers.
No, he acknowledges he has not played well. So we'll see how they come out this week. But he's been bad.
They played Buffalo.
This game Sunday, he was atrocious.
They just gave you the out. I would say, yeah, my brain's a little foggy from this coronavirus.
Because he's an athlete. He doesn't want the out.
Oh.
He's a competitor. He wants to keep playing. Listen, he comes out and says, you know what? I still have brain fog. Oh, okay, fine. Sit down this week. That's another reason. And did you see this? I don't understand. I really don't understand this. And I can play the clips coming up during the show. So I guess Jeff Garcia does the 49ers like pre- and post-game TV stuff out in California.
Okay. A bit of an odd guy, right?
Bit of an odd guy. He's been on the show during Super Bowl week. Not a bad guy. I don't think we've ever had an issue with him.
No, but a little strange.
A little strange. In great shape, though.
Oh, he's ripped.
Right. And so he's doing this post-game, and he starts ripping Cam for the way he dresses after games. And his premise is, if you're winning, dress however you want. But when you're losing, you're making yourself a story. And I'm thinking, no, you just made him a story. Mm-hmm. By talking, Cam Newton has dressed the way he wants to dress after games, whether he wins, loses, ties, it doesn't matter. And I feel like we're well beyond even discussing that anymore.
Right.
By him making a big deal about it, just made a big deal about it.
Yeah, this Jeff Garcia is a little slightly off.
A little, yeah, agreed. So I don't know. I thought it was interesting. I'll play the audio, and then Cam had to respond to it yesterday on the radio interview, too.
On his WEEI radio spot in Boston?
Yes, he did. So
did he call out Jeff Garcia? Call him a punk? Listen, you punk.
I don't believe he did. And while Jeff Garcia was a good quarterback in this league, I'm pretty sure he was never a league MVP, was he?
He was not. I don't think so. He did have a couple of really good years.
He was a really good quarterback. But he was not Cam Newton at his height.
Right.
He was not.
Jerry, some good news to share. I know we normally delve into bad news and troublemakers.
No, not me and you. That's not true.
But the Washington football team shared video yesterday.
Which was awesome. As
Ron Rivera received his final cancer treatment.
Which is great. And I hope that is it forever for him.
Yeah. One of the good guys, Jerry, this Ron Rivera.
He's one of those guys that, and I've said this to you before, I sit there and say, how the hell is he a pro football coach? Because I think of all the crazy maniacs that have come through, whether in college football or pro football, and you sit there and say, he seems too nice
to
be a good NFL head coach, and he is.
And he's had some things go down in his life. The cancer, his house burned down in 2015.
Yep, we discussed that the other day, yeah.
Unbelievable, right?
Yep, I'm very happy for him and his family, and like I said, I just hope it stays away now.
Let's send a good for you, Ron Rivera.
Hey, Ron Rivera.
Hey, good for you.
That's exactly right. Now keep winning football games.
Yeah.
That is it.
Did you see Jeff Wilpon, I guess, said his goodbyes?
Yeah, so explain to me why this is a big story. Like, we know he's gone. All right, but that's fine. Why do we care?
I guess because this makes it more like that they've acknowledged that they're not going to be part of it anymore.
Well, I think they've acknowledged it by selling it and getting a boatload of cash.
You suck. Get out.
And they are. And they're leaving.
They said their goodbyes, Jerry. A tearful.
Like, what do you do with this now?
So, what do you mean?
All right, Al, you're the talk show. We're going to 10 o'clock. All right, we're coming out. Hey, Al, let's do the Jeff Wilpon story coming out.
Right. All right.
You just said Jeff Wilpon says goodbye to his employees.
Yes.
Now what? We're going to go over all the failures?
Yeah. Jerry, does this mean that they're officially
saying
does this mean that they're officially saying their goodbyes, they're acknowledging they're not? Because there's always some idea that they're going to meddle a little bit in the new ownership.
How?
Meddling. Stick around. Hey,
they're
going to
have
around.
5% ownership, which is about the same amount of ownership Steve Cohen has had. Have we ever
5%?
Heard Steve Cohen say a word?
No.
You know, these guys have worked there a long time. You know the Yankees have several minority investors and owners, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Okay. That is what the Wilpons will now be.
Silent.
We are never going to hear from them again in that regard. Now, if Jeff Wilpon is walking down the street and someone from News 12 sees him, yeah, I would stop him and try and get his thoughts and put him on camera. But in terms of the team, all he can do is give his opinion like a fan at this point.
Right.
What he says has no meaning, no nothing. It's just a former owner thinking about the new team.
So when TMZ catches up with him after he gets out of a dinner somewhere. Jeff, what do you think of the Mets?
Jeff, were you really a failure as an owner? What happened with that Madoff guy? Because that's a question TMZ will ask.
Jeff, how'd it go in there?
How'd it go in there?
I'd like to see Stuttering John get a hold of him. Jeff, you ever fart in the catcher's face? Did you ever hear that Stuttering John one, Jerry?
No.
Where he asked, which Yankee great? It was like...
Rick
Ted Cerrone. Williams. No, he asked Ted Williams if he ever farted in the catcher's face.
He asked Ted Williams?
Yeah, Ted Williams.
When was this?
Legendary. Yeah, it's like the 90s.
Ted Williams was in a wheelchair in the 90s.
I don't know. He actually was a pretty good shape back then. Let me see.
Was he? Because when was the All-Star game at Fenway?
It's a good thing I have this computer up.
Let's see.
He passed away in 2002.
I guess it could have been the 90s. Early 90s, maybe?
Let me do Stuttering John. It's a good thing I have this computer near me, Jerry. Stuttering John Ted Williams comes up. He was walking around. And in fact, he was in such good shape, Jerry, he looks like he could have punched Stuttering John right in the face.
So this was what, like 91, 92?
Yeah, must have been right around there.
Because 99, I'm looking, was the All-Star game I'm talking about where they had to wheel him out.
Yeah.
So let's see, Stuttering
John.
Yeah, you're right, comes right up. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, he wanted to punch him right in the mouth, and he could have. Ted Williams is one of those tough guys. Like, even probably in his later years, in a wheelchair, still could beat people up if he had to.
When would you say this was exactly?
This is probably the early 90s, like 1990, legitimately. 90, 91, 89, somewhere in there.
Wow.
Stuttering John used to Tommy Lasorda, this, I think, a very similar thing.
Tommy Lasorda. And Tommy Lasorda's famous rant is with who?
I don't remember.
G does the impersonation of him all the time.
Oh.
Paul Olden. Right, that was Paul Olden that asked that question in L.A.
About Dave Kingman.
What's about Dave Kingman's performance?
Dave Kingman's performance?
That was tremendous. Pretty funny.
That's a great one. I love like the sports things like that Dave Kingman performance, the Earl Weaver taking questions on the coach's show.
How about
the,
right, yes. Was it?
And the woman asked him about tomatoes or something, tomatoes in his garden. He goes off on her.
Now, and then who was the guy in Chicago? Remember with the F-bombs left and right?
Lee Iglesias?
Who is it?
Lee Iglesias.
Yes, that one. remember, a few years ago, I tried to bleep that out and play it, and it took me an hour and a half because of the. We played it. It was nothing like beep, beep, beep. It was brutal.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny, though. There's been a lot of good ones. And then the other guy in Kansas City, I'm blanking out on his name, McCray, right? Didn't he have that one where he was throwing the phone off the desk at people?
Yes. He cleared his desk.
Some of these guys, Lou Piniella's had some good ones. So, yeah, a little tempers. We got to take a break.
I think the Tommy Lasorda one is the best.
Yes, I would agree.
Dave Kingman's performance. He had three home runs.
What do you think I think about his performance?
What do I think of it?
The only thing that was missing was you idiot. We got to take a break. Coming up on 6 o'clock in about 6 or 7 minutes, Boomer and Geo then. But we still have some stuff to get to here on the warm-up show with our remaining time. This portion has been sponsored by Ray Catena Mercedes-Benz. Time now for a Radio.com Sports Minute. Amy Lawrence on Beckham.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, a couple more minutes. We have Game 6 of the World Series tonight. Last night, the Rams beat the Bears. What else, Al?
Jerry will not have Odell Beckham Jr. to kick around the rest of the year.
Yeah, that came down around 10:30 yesterday morning that he was done for the year with the ACL, which I think we all thought was the case, but confirmed yesterday morning. Yeah, done. I was reading or I was watching one story that said, in reality, we may not see him now till the 2022 season.
What?
Because of the length of time and the nature of the rehab, it's possible that we won't see him until either the end of next season or for the start of the 22 season.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying he won't play next year. I'm just saying this was one reporter's theory that if he's smart, don't play next year. And come back at full strength in 2022.
Hmm.
Maybe 30.
When the coronavirus will be gone.
You would think so.
By 2022.
But I also didn't think we'd be in the position we're in right now in October True. Approaching November. So who the hell
Good
knows?
Point, Jerry. Good point.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield.
Good point, Boomer.
Great point, Boomer. Baker Mayfield.
New York sports comes to life on The Fan.